T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today, we chose Robert and Carolyn Hill of Seattle, Washington. Now, in case you don't know, they are my parents, and today, February 1st, a.k.a., as we all know it, Groundhog's Day Eve, they're celebrating their 59th.
Wow.
59th wedding anniversary. 59 years. So I know what a lot of you are thinking. Thrill. 59 years. That means your father married your mother 30 years before she was even born. And yes, friends, that is the math that my mother would like you to believe. But they got married on this day in 1964.
So where did they get married?
In, I believe, my grandmother's home. I believe my mom's home. Okay. I believe that case of
Saturday. Virginia.
So to put it into perspective, the Beatles have had 20 number one hits, all right? It's all the Beatles, no one's surprised. Their first number one hit actually showed up on this day, the day that my parents got married.
Oh, did he want to hold her hand?
He did want to hold her hand because the song was, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Ted, you'll appreciate this. The iconic G.I. Joe action figure.
All right.
Believe it or not, it was released the day after my parents got married. My parents have been married one day longer than G.I. Joe has existed. And in that time, 59 years, my parents have raised a beautiful, brilliant son. They also raised my brother. And anyway, I just wanted to acknowledge and celebrate. If he hears this.
They've been married longer than the antique furniture in their home.
That is correct. Look, I just wanted to acknowledge and celebrate the 59th anniversary.
That is impressive.
It gives me very good guidance on what to do with their life. And I'm not saying they've been married forever or anything like that, but I think they may have been the inspiration behind Black History Month. I'm just saying, like, you know, let's just,
man.
At this point, it's historical.
That number is insane.
I mean, seriously,
when you think about that relatively speaking, that
59 years.
You're not even 59 years old.
I know that.
So, like anything,
I'll be 54 this year. They were married 5 years, so you know.
Relationships are not easy either.
From my perspective.
That's crazy.
When you're younger than an event, all right, so I'll be 54 next month. They've been married 59 years. That means, from my perspective, and guys, please don't take this wrong, you've been married forever. I mean, it's just, you've been married forever. Yeah. 59 freaking years. Quick side note, as it relates to the rock radio world, do you know who was born on the exact same day that my parents were married? That's right, you got it right. Janie Lane, the man who wrote Cherry Pie.
Get out of here. Same day?
Mom, Dad.
Wow.
He's already died. I'm just saying. He was born the day you got married.
Too bad your dad gave you all his records because he can't listen to that one now.
Oh, man. And I'm telling you, Warren, huge in his collection. And thank you for the vinyl, by the way. So anyway, in honor of my parents, man, congratulations, 59 years. I'm proud of you guys. I think it's brilliant. It is beautiful. It is wonderful. No tumult in my life other than that which I created. So thank you. By the way, quick side note. I know you're proud of Adrian, but seriously, he has to work 2 jobs. Just throwing it out there. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Stephen Throw Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
A short can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. All right, Justin, you understand how this year game is played.
Sure do, Drill.
All right, my man, then you know you have your choice of one of four stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in the food? Interior decorating, where you guys see foreign object that ended up inside of someone. Or new in 2023, hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional weapon that someone chose to use as a weapon.
You know, hit me with your best shot, someone I haven't done, so let's do it.
We got it. All right, hit me with your best shot, Virgin. Here is your story. Now, most of us agree that while gas station food may not be healthy, at least it's not lethal, unless, of course, you eat it. But as a weapon, not so much. So we take you to the fine state of Florida, where 40-year-old Casey Brazil, that's actually her name, she went to a gas station last Monday and promptly started shoplifting. Well, the female clerk caught her, and an argument ensued. Casey made her way to the door, but the clerk impeded her exit, and a confrontation ensued. Now, according to the police report, Casey pushed the clerk back, but she wasn't done. For her finishing move, she struck her with the items that she was attempting to steal. Now, fortunately, the clerk was not injured. Casey was arrested and charged with simple assault and theft. The question is, what gas station food item that she was trying to steal did she also use as a weapon? Was it fried chicken, Slim Jims, Snicker bars, plural, or a bag of Starburst? So fried chicken, Slim Jims, Snickers bars, plural, or a bag of Starburst?
You know, just because I think she's going with her inner macho man, I'm thinking about snapping to a Slim Jim.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, brother.
Justin, you going to stick with that as your final answer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would never throw fried chicken at someone. Man, the smell of the fried chicken, that would be the thing that I hold on to with my dear life to try to get out there with.
Justin, I'm going to go with you, man. I'm going to Slim Jim it up.
Slim Jim it?
Hey, it's a Snicker bar, but she's obviously angry. She needs to eat. But I'm going to go with the Starburst.
Starburst.
Oh, the bag of Starburst.
All right.
Okay, we're going to find out what she hit the clerk with. Fried chicken, Slim Jims, Snicker bars, or a bag of Starburst next.
That was a
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories that hit me with your best shot on Profile. This Florida woman at a gas station, she was shoplifting and she was caught by the person working there. But the clerk tried to stop her, but she hit the clerk with an item that she was trying to steal.
That is correct.
Question is, was it fried chicken, a Slim Jim, Snickers bars, or a bag of Starburst?
And that is the very question that we posed to you, Justin. Now, Ted, you went the bag of Starbucks, and someone on the
Starburst.
Somebody here on the text line, they agreed. They said, I have a couple of bags of those Starbursts. They're like bags of gravel and would do some damage. My bet is on that. All right, I got a bag at home. Not for me. But all of that said, no. And that's actually why I picked a bag of Starburst. My wife has a bag sitting on the table, and I'm like, my God, man. But Justin, you and Miles agreed, because, ooh, yeah, you decided to go Slim Jims.
Snap into it.
You are correct.
There we go.
It was a bag of Slim Jims.
Bag of Slim Jims.
Not a bag. I'm sorry. It was two Slim Jims. So in my mind, she did them as nunchucks. I'm sure that is not the case, but that's what I picture.
Zap, zap. Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices. You got the Writers.
Oh, Writers.
The Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there. The title is Guys Have Teams of Talented Writers. Help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a B. Ted Smith original? Bless you.
Woo. The UK announced plans to improve its environment and hopes to restore at least 1.2 million acres of wildlife habitat to protect rare species like hedgehogs and red squirrels. Because if those die out, it could mean the end of the traditional English breakfast.
Writers.
Yeah, I'll say Writers.
Myers.
The UK announced plans to improve its environment and hopes to restore at least 1.2 million acres of wildlife habitat to protect rare species like hedgehogs and red squirrels. Because if those die out, it could mean the end of the traditional English breakfast.
Warner Brothers announced that Batman 2, The Batman 2.
Thank you, Ted.
Starring Robert Pattinson will be released in October 2025. And not to be outdone, Marvel just announced there'll be 8 new movies coming out tomorrow, and you gotta see them all.
Fallon. Myers.
Fallon.
Warner Brothers announced that The Batman 2 starring Robert Pattinson will be released in October of 2025. Not to be outdone, Marvel just announced that there's 8 new movies coming out tomorrow, and you have to see them all.
Just name them the same thing. Fast and Furious does it. Whole Foods is asking their suppliers to lower their prices. We've gotten to the point where even Whole Foods can't afford Whole Foods.
What's his face? Fallon.
Yeah, I'll say Fallon. Yeah, it's Fallon.
Guys, get this. I read that Whole Foods is asking suppliers to lower their prices. Yeah, we've gotten to the point where even Whole Foods can't afford Whole Foods.
A new study found most prescription drugs advertised on TV aren't very good. And that's because you can't advertise the good ones. You buy them from a guy named Kale.
Seth. Myers.
Steph.
Good one, dude.
Well done.
Kids missed out on 35% of a normal year's worth of learning during the coronavirus pandemic. Said kids, oh my God, that's more than half a year.
Seth Meyers. Yes.
Kids missed about 35% of a normal year's worth of learning during the coronavirus pandemic. Said kids, oh my God, that's more than half a year.
All right, I talk about how popular Yellowstone is all the time and the spinoffs and this and that. So apparently, people are naming their kids now after names on Yellowstone.
That's the show, okay.
Yeah.
There's always a show that seems to dominate, but I don't know the names of anyone on Yellowstone. Are they like rugged names?
I mean, one guy is named Rip. The thing is, it's the Dutton family that owns the Yellowstone Ranch.
Okay.
But one of the most popular names is just Dutton.
Okay. All right.
I get, but it's like a last name. Like, you don't meet a lot of Smith. And then they have a last name. Like, that one seems weird. Like, you're going to call your son Dutton?
I think you can get away with it.
I mean, you can. I'm not kidding. I know a guy named Kale. Doesn't make it. Well, no. But, like, yeah, I'm still like, yeah.
Kale with a C?
No, he spells it like Kale.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think what I'd name my kid after my favorite vegetable. Potato?
Mine would be sweet potato.
Onion?
Yeah. The top three names that saw the most gains in 2022. And again, this is like basically like they looked at Social Security Administration to see what shows inspired the most baby names. But yeah, it was Yellowstone. Dutton, Rip, everybody likes Rip, and then Casey.
Casey's not bad. Not bad names.
Yeah, and Casey can go back and forth, right?
Sure.
That could be, I know guy Casey's, I know girl Casey's.
I know more girl Casey's. My grandfather's name was Casey. And then he died, and we all found out his name is Ulysses. I'm not even kidding.
Mm-hmm. A lot of old people did that.
Oh, for sure. Even my mom was like, do you know your grandfather's name? When it was her dad. He died. I'm like, yeah, it was Casey Cox. That's what everyone said. She's like, no, it was Ulysses.
My grandmother's name is Verna. Verna, right? Her last name was Blankenship. Her middle name, and not by is Blanky. Legally, it's Verna Blanky Blankenship, right? It's not a nickname off her last name.
It is Blanky.
It's Blanky. So she's always gone by Blanky. Well, all her friends are dead, but...
Well,
you know, like,
but she had friends.
Like, dude, Your name is Blanky. Yes.
But I don't know if that's what an H thing. Like, I still go by Ted. You go by Miles.
Yep.
That's not your actual first name.
So no, it's my middle name.
I think it's just one of those things when people die, if you've only known them, especially when you're family.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean.
Well, but just as also, a legal partner.
Yeah, I did not pick that. They just, because I was the third, they're like, look, we're calling you Miles because there's less confusion.
You couldn't be Little or James?
Well, that's why I went by Ted, not Little Edward. I'm just saying, yeah. I don't think it, you said it's older people did it. Like, the same thing will happen in a lot of generations. Mm-hmm. I know plenty of friends that I've known for years, and I was shocked to find out their real names.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, yeah, that's just what I go by. And I was like, huh.
My name is Agamemnon.
Well, I mean, hey, listen. It's happened to my own family. Like, I remember people would send me checks with Ted on. I'm like, you got to use my real name.
You can't cash it, right?
They're not going to cash it.
Oh, God.
The other names that were ranked high from the show were also Laramie, Walker, and Tate.
Mm-hmm. I would not want to be
the typical the typical radio thing. Was a country station for a while called Froggy.
Yeah.
And they were all across the United States, and everyone would take a name like Hopalong or something crazy. Kind of frog related, right? Same thing happened to me when I was working at a 70s station because they wanted everyone to have 70s affiliated names. And before Steve Austin, the wrestler, became popular, Steve Austin was the Bionic Man.
Right.
Now, that's all fine and dandy. You know, that was a very popular show. Bill Pasha goes, you're going to be Steve Austin. I was like, all right, man, whatever. I just need a job. So I take this job. But the problem was that I go and do an event, end up at a bar, you know, and they'll pay you to go to the bar and do and you know, work for a booth for 2 hours, make a stage announcement, whatever. And I would get a check for Steve Austin. And then I would try to go.
There's no chance.
To First Mariner Bank and cash this check. And I had to talk the woman into believing that that was okay. And I mean, it took, sometimes managers come out, 25, 30 minutes. I'm like, I promise you, like, and the internet had just came out for the most part at this point in time. Like we have a website.
Right.
I will show you my picture.
You couldn't pull it off now, though.
No.
My dad sent me a couple checks before he passed, and they all said Ted on them. And I tried. And they would not do it. They wouldn't do it.
Wow.
And also, Ted, again, was a common nickname for Edward back in the day. You just don't see it as much. But I remember when I was in my early 20s, sometimes they'd accept it, but not anymore. Let's see. The 2023 Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. They announced the co-host will be TikTok star, Mike, help me out with this, Charlie D'Amelio?
D'Amelio.
Come on, you unhip son of a bitch.
Well, here's the weird thing. And then also, Nate Burleson from CBS Mornings in sports analyst.
So, that is a great call.
Right, well, because me and you are sports people, so we know why. But a lot of people were kind of wondering, like, why would, like, she makes sense. She's a TikTok star.
Yeah,
she's
of course.
18, so I assume most kids that watch Nickelodeon like her. But some people were kind of wondering about Nate Burleson, who's, you know, a fine wide receiver. It's because he also hosts NFL Slime Time.
Right. Yes, he does.
On Nickelodeon.
Yes, he does.
And they did a couple more games this year. I know last year was just the one playoff game. This year, I want to say they did a Nickelodeon game, like, in December as well.
Yeah.
And, like, they have the Slime Zone and this and that. But Nate Burleson, first of all, like, I mean, I just like him in general. But I thought he was very good on the NFL Network. And he does a great job of being on CBS Morning Show. But, man, when you see him interacting with the other, because when he does the Nickelodeon games, he's also dealing with other children.
Right.
And they're not his children. I'm just saying, like, he does a very good job. Now, for all I know, he might be like, oh, man, I hate kids. But it comes off very legit.
No, he's great. Did you
see him in the back?
I goddamn hate kids.
I'm making a joke. Obviously, Nate Burleson. So, like, Nate Burleson, like, a lot of people were just like, why would you pick him?
Right, because
he's a news anchor.
Like,
but if kids watch Nickelodeon, they're already familiar with him, so it wouldn't seem that odd for him to be up there handing out trophies.
So I don't know if you remember this or not, Ted, but because you remember everything. But when I think it was when Guy Fieri came into town, and he was doing a different show than Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and he was doing like a tailgating thing.
Correct.
And he was there all morning taping for a future episode and all that stuff. And then we got set up in a suite with him. And I want to say it was like the Budweiser suite, or it was down like in the end zone. You know, like when you first walk in, was it up on top?
Yeah.
No, we were in the bottom. Because I remember the Jack and Coke fiasco.
Yeah.
So we had to walk down that hallway that goes all the way down to get in more Jack, because I can't remember who drank his last Jack Daniels.
Can't imagine.
But he was not happy about that. So we went down and we got that. But right beside us was Nate Burleson's wife and family. And they were the nicest people in the world. But I'm telling you what,
if you saw Nate Burleson's wife, mm-hmm. you cannot stop looking at her.
Yeah.
It's just like, I didn't even watch the game. I'm just looking over. She had these bedazzled jeans on. And I mean, it was just like, oh my God, dude. Great job.
Let's see. TV for you tonight. The whole family can watch this. And I think a lot of America should watch this together.
No. You're going to say Masked Singer.
Schoolhouse Rock, 50th anniversary.
Oh, cool. I can do that.
Right. Everybody can learn something.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A 22-year-old impersonates a 13-year-old girl so she can kick ass at JV Hoops. Meanwhile, a couple leaves it an item behind at the airport that is fussy and makes lots of poops. A cow gets washed away by floodwaters before making its way to the KFC. There is a ball python in Florida that no longer can see. And a man tries to steal a 3-foot penis from a sex shop, but it was too thick and heavy to carry. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We got a California where a man tried to shoplift from a sex shop. Surveillance footage shows the shop... Surveillance footage from the shop shows the drunk man stumbling about the store before making his way towards the exit. But he didn't plan on leaving empty-handed. The shop had a massive phallic toy on display in the middle of the store, which the man wraps his arms around like he would the trunk of a small tree and attempted to casually walk out. This, of course, did not go according to plan as he walked right past the checkout counter where a cashier abandoned their position to stop him from leaving. That thing was massive. The only thing that you could possibly think to do with that is just put it on display in a sex shop. I don't think that that's even functional.
It's like that giant, what's the bottle of liquor they put in bars? A big-ass champagne bottle.
Oh.
The Magnum?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, not, no, but they want, it's like, it's just massive. You put it for display. Like, this is not filled with champagne. Right.
Sometimes people come in with like a party of 40 or 50, and they do have those things filled up, and people go around and they fill those damn things up. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't know if I want to meet the person that can use this thing.
No. No.
That's,
it was, you'd be surprised. I had some friends who used to work at Lovers. And, like, I asked them, some of the toys look, I was just like, and they're like, oh, no, people buy them.
Good God.
Yeah. And throw, Magnum champagne, like, people drink those. Generally, you're winning a championship.
Right. Yeah. Listen, I would have very good reason. Look, let me just get that bottle. I got money. And I want to get hammered.
Still in California, a few drivers landed themselves in the news after they got into completely avoidable crashes. The city is doing some work on one of their local roads and indicated such activity by placing road close signs and blocks out to keep people from getting into trouble. But that's not enough to deter our heroes. Three separate vehicles pretended like they couldn't read, maneuvering around the signs and continuing on down the road.
Come on, Vicky.
And landing in the massive sinkhole that crews were trying to fix. If you guys saw these photos, I have zero sympathy for these guys. I understand that they're going to have to spend incredible amounts of money to get their cars fixed, and they're probably going to be without their vehicles and getting them towed out of there. They're going to spend a lot of money. There's a reason why those road close signs are out there, and it's not just because they really enjoy, you know, just taking it out of your day. There's things that are going on there.
Right. They're not doing it just to say,
get ready for that one. Over in Virginia, a couple of high school basketball coaches have been relieved of duty after engaging in some foul play. One of their players was absent for a game playing for another club team in a tournament, so they decided to take advantage of the fact that the assistant coach has such a young look. Folks started to notice that despite the being absent from the game, the missing player appeared to still be in this game, playing to the best of her abilities. Didn't take long to notice that the 22-year-old assistant coach was wearing the player's jersey and impersonating her to give her team a little bit of a competitive edge.
You can look young, but 22 is a stretch from 13.
That's a fact.
As far as what happens in your life, in your body, and the way you look.
The school informed the public that both coaches were fired after the incident, which I'm not shocked about. I don't know what you're thinking is, man. Like, is your team going to do that badly? To where you're going to lose your job?
I think you wanted one more shot.
Right? Come on, man. Oh, you think? I'm just going to go ahead and just dunk all over these 13-year-olds.
Bitches.
We go to Israel for a couple that won't be making Parent of the Year anytime soon. We did cover them a little bit earlier today. The couple were making their way through the airport with their infant child when they came upon an issue that they never actually bought their child a ticket. The story doesn't detail if they assumed, with the child being so young, that they were actually required to get the kid a ticket, but they made it clear that they had no intention of buying one because they just left their infant child in the stroller at the check-in counter and made their way to their gate. Luckily, someone caught them in the act, and authorities brought them in for questioning. And then we learned that they gave them the kid back. They abandoned the child.
That's the amazing part.
Right. No, no, no. Take this back. We don't want it. There's a cow in New Zealand that had the right idea after being swept away.
I just want to know how long their trip was.
Yeah, no kidding. Massive flooding in the area managed to invade a pen containing several cows, four of which were swept away by the waters, coming to a rest beyond a local bridge. Three of the bovines held position after coming to a stop, but one ventured on, running away from rescuers before she finally called it quits at the front door of a KFC.
Well, you know, it's kind of like the Chick-fil-A thing.
That's exactly
where they have all the cows in there, but apparently this one liked KFC.
And that was my thing, is that I wished that it was a Chick-fil-A, but Mr. Hill gave me the perfect comment back, which was, how much more do you need?
Are we wishing for too much?
Right.
I mean, I'm right there with you. I wish it had been.
KFC. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
All right, we'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy and the Head Chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Lovely Taryn Daly's up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch for 180 seconds or so. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.